Palm OS Insider Episode 6, PDFs. Hey everybody, this is Paul and this is the Palm OS Insider Podcast, unlocking the secrets you've always wanted from your Palm handheld. Sorry, we're a day late. If you haven't found out or you haven't figured it out, I'm a high school student and I was kind of busy last night, so that might happen some days. If you don't see a podcast on Monday, just expect one on Tuesday. I'll try to tell you, I mean, obviously holidays, there won't be one, but I'll try to tell you what's going on as far as that goes. Today we're talking about PDFs, meaning the portable document format, which was developed by Adobe. And there's a couple different ways to put these on your Palm. Now, the reason why I'm doing this is because a lot of businesses will put their documents into PDFs for use around, you know, online and stuff, which I think isn't very smart, personally, just because it'd be easier to put it in a Word document that someone can download and edit, but they have to put it in PDFs. So Adobe developed the format, so they do have a reader. It's called Adobe Reader for Palm OS. You can find it at www.adobe.com/products/acrobat/reader-for-palm.html. And this is, I think it's kind of basic. It's pretty buggy, actually. It's in its third version, so I don't know. It kind of annoys me that it's so, you know, so buggy. But what you'll have to do is download it, and then they'll give you a program on your desktop to sync your documents, your PDF files with your Palm. And it's, you have to convert the documents. I don't like that. I do like a program that I just found. It is called Palm PDF. And you can find it at www.metaviewsoft.de. The thing that I like about this is there's no conversion involved. You just load your PDF straight off the internet onto your Palm or onto your card or, you know, something like that, and then you'll be able to use Palm PDF to open them. And it's a lot cleaner interface. You don't need to convert anything. You just open it up. So it is still a little buggy, as it turns out. I think a lot of PDF programs are. You actually do have another option. If you own Documents to Go software, it's actually bundled with a lot of handhelds. In the newer versions, they will let you load a PDF on there and it will convert it to a Word document. Again, not really the best option, just because it tends to, you know, leave out the stuff that you need, the stuff that you want to see. It's not there. So I'd give Palm PDF a try. The only warning that I'd give you, it is for better devices, probably an ARM type processor, not for older Palms at all. It requires about 2 megs of memory, so if you're operating on a total of 8 megs with an older Palm, probably not the best idea. So it's just a thing to look at if you're really into the PDF scene. Just a good option to have. Now I got an email actually from Dan. He says, I've listened to all of your shows and really enjoy them. He has a couple of ideas, and if you want to, you can talk back and tell me what you think of these. He says, the first one is customizing the look of the main screen. I'm assuming he means launchers or launcher replacements for the Palm launcher, which I can do a show on. That's an interesting topic. There's a lot of shareware and freeware options as far as that goes, so I'll plan a podcast for that. He says, any tips you know about the calendar/contacts. I'll look into that. I'm sure I can find something out. And then the third one is internet radio, and more specifically a program called Moondo, which I'm going to try out. It looks kind of interesting. So, and this is actually what I want the listening audience to do, is to listen and say, you know, I want to know how to do this. So, and then, you know, you email me and I throw it together into a podcast. I have a lot of ideas right now, but I'd really like to get you guys, you know, interacting with me as far as that goes, and I can plan out podcasts from there. So if you have any ideas, you need to know how to do something, you know, even as simple as, like Dan said, any tips, you know, about the calendar and contacts, you know, something simple like that, I can look into it, you know, and see what I can find. One quick idea that I had, I don't know if you guys want to hear it. If you do, I mean, send me an email. If not, I don't know, send me an email. So I was wondering if you guys would want to hear, I don't know, somewhere around Christmas, obviously, because that would be the season for this, a podcast about accessories and what's a, you know, what are good accessories and what are, what you can find online and different stuff that's not just from Palm. So if you want to hear that, just send me an email saying that you do, or, you know, if you don't, again, send me an email so I can know, you know, what you guys are thinking. Obviously, I do that around Christmas, maybe even into November to talk about, so you could have the choice to buy something before Christmas or whatnot. So send me an email about that, and send me an email about what ideas you have for the podcast. The other thing is we have a voicemail line. The number is 206-204-4999. If you call us, it'll leave me a message, and I will play that on the air. If you say something interesting, give me ideas on there. You know, if you prefer to call that, I know it's not a 1-800 number, unfortunately. That's what I could get on my low podcast budget. So, if you feel like calling me, you have that choice. And just keep listening. We're going to try to keep it coming out every Monday or Tuesday, depending on what I have going on. So thanks for downloading us, and this has been Palm OS Insider.